throughout this entire kind of statute, there are difficulties in actually applying it, and I think real questions and sometimes abilities to really try and structure around this.
And
yeah.
And my expectation is that the IRS will be fairly lenient, at least in the early years. If you have a reasonable method that you use to determine those accruals and earnings, I don't see the IRS challenging that. They're interested at this point in whether organizations are actually making an effort to calculate and pay the tax.
Yeah.
What is a related organization for purposes of 4960? You'll see the definition here looks similar to the definition for Form 990 purposes, including an organization that controls or is controlled by the applicable tax-exempt organization. And by control, we're talking about the right to appoint a majority of directors, or if the ATEO is controlling a taxable organization, the ability to, or the actual ownership of a majority of the interests in that taxable organization. Or if the ATEO is under common control by a common parent, that parent and the brothers and sisters are also related organizations. If it's a supported or supporting organization of the ATEO, it's a related organization. And finally, an organization that establishes, maintains, or makes contributions to the ATEO, that's a VEBA. Is included as a related organization. And any person can be related to an ATEO. Presumably, person includes not just organizations, but individuals. So unpack a little bit what control means. So an organization controls another for 4960 purposes if it owns more than 50% of the stock in a corporation, profits or capital interest in a partnership or beneficial interests in a trust, or for purposes of non-stock corporations, a majority of director appointment power. It has the right to appoint more than 50% of the non-stock org's directors. Another way, path into related organization status is if the entity's board members, officers, employees, or agents, which we'll call its representatives, comprise a majority of the ATEO's board. In 990 terminology, at least in formal terminology, we refer to this as coincidental overlap. There, maybe it's intentional or maybe it's just coincidental. At any rate, if there's majority overlap of these persons, that constitutes related organization status. There is one significant exception, which is in fairly small type on the screen here. Employees, other than directors, officers, and employees with officer or director responsibilities who are on the board of a non-stock corporation but don't actually act as representatives of the other entity are not deemed to be representatives of that entity. And this is unique to 4960. It diverges from the 990 definition of related organization because there is no such exception for lack of actual acting as a representative. Another difference between the 990 definition of related organization and the 4960 definition is that for 4960 purposes, an individual's control of a non-stock corporation is attributed to the individual's family members. That kind of attribution doesn't exist for 990 purposes.
Right. So one, I don't know if people know, but one of the reasons, particularly in the public charity context, we focus on these definitions of control in 990s, it often goes to whether or not you disclose compensation. And so having all these different definitions of control for different sort of rules can get confusing. And so this one has its own unique one, but I think this exception maybe came about, they were worried that, you know, it might just happen that employees of a company were interested in the same nonprofit, happened to be on the board, and they'd somewhat coincidental, but, you know, their friends, whatever, they were on the board, they didn't want to necessarily make those two organizations related to the for-profit just because there was some. So I think we got a more lenient definition here than on the 990, perhaps from some complaints from the sort of industry around trying to narrow the relatedness here. So slight narrowing.
Yeah, and generally I think it's true that the regs are a little more lenient and taxpayer-friendly than the statute itself, thanks to Treasury and all the hard work that they did. There's also some differences between the 990 definition of compensation or remuneration and the 4960 definition. We don't have time to get into them, but one to note is that for 990 purposes, you report the compensation paid to officers or directors or employees as independent contractors, whereas under 4960, independent contractor compensation is excluded entirely. So that's good to remember. All right. Let's get back to the 4960 scenario that Dahlia painted for us. And I'm going to ask Dahlia a couple questions that are related to each other. One, is the Tech Street Company related to Tech Street Foundation for purposes of 4960? Related question is, does Tech Street Company actually control the foundation? What do you think?